In our study titled Gideon's Torch at this time, we're going to look at the story of Gideon as an illustration of Adventism at the end of the world. From my studies, this is the most complete illustration of Adventism given in the Word of God, and I believe that we've missed some of the deep understandings of the story of Gideon. And it may come as a surprise to those that haven't had the time or have not looked at it previously, but it will take quite a bit of time to get through this material, even though Gideon is a commonly understood story. Some of the prophetic truths that are in this story take a while to establish and present, but when they are presented fully, it's amazing how much that we understand as Seventh-day Adventists that is going to take place at the end of the world is clearly identified in the story of Gideon. Part one, we're going to look at the first 10 verses of Judges chapter 6, where we see the setting of the story of Gideon. Gideon isn't even mentioned until the following passage in Judges. But in these 10 verses, there are some prophetic symbols that we need to put in place to further understand Gideon and to bring some of the other prophecies of the Bible to light. I'd like to begin with Selected Messages, Book 3, page 338-339. Each of the ancient prophets spoke less for their own time than for ours, so that their prophesying is in force for us. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. 1 Corinthians 10:11. Not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. 1 Peter 1:12. The Bible has accumulated and bound up together its treasures for this last generation. All the great events and solemn transactions of Old Testament history have been and are repeating themselves in the church in these last days. Selected Messages, Book 3, page 338-339. Let's look at the first 10 verses of Judges chapter 6, read them and then discuss them, but let's understand them in the light that this passage of the Old Testament, the story of Gideon, has more relevance to us at the end of the world than even